Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Diana Krekus. I'm the Take Action Life Coach. And today I'm going to talk about a topic that might irk some people, but you know what? Oh, well, get over it. You know, it is what it is. But it's something that has really puzzled me as to why people think that they are entitled. So like I said, I'm going to get some people that are going to be irked, you know, that aren't going to be my friends, that are just going to be upset with me. Well, sorry. Oh, well, it's okay. You know, I really won't be upset over it. Trust me. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, to me, I just feel that unless you've put in the work, unless you've really, you know, put in whatever time, whatever it is that you really worked hard at it, then yes, you are entitled to it. But if you haven't put in the work, guess what? You're not entitled to it. I'm very sorry. And that goes with a lot of aspects in life. I'm not going to go political. I'm not going to go into, you know, whatever, you know, social things out there. I'm just going to keep it real. I'm going to focus on one thing that I see. You know, again, I am an affiliate marketer. I also am a coach. So I'm going to keep it to where I work every day, and that is in the affiliate marketing, network marketing arena, okay? So like I said, I'm not talking about social services. I'm not talking about any of that. But this can go, again, into that entitlement mindset. You know, I don't know where, you know, it's just funny because the people who really need the services, who are entitled to the services, are the last ones who go out there to get services. I know quite a few people, you know, when I was a visiting nurse, who I would tell them, hey, you know, you are entitled to go get services, and they were like, oh my God, I'm not going to do that. And it's like you worked all your life, you know, to go get services, and why aren't you? Because they were embarrassed, they didn't want to get help, you know, because they did that, they worked all their life, you know. But some people feel, you know, hey, I'm in America, I'm entitled to. No, you're not. Unless you worked, you're really not entitled to anything. I'm very sorry. Just because you're here in the States, that doesn't mean anything. You know, the United States was created from people working, you know, from different ethnic backgrounds. They came here through Ellis Island and they worked. There wasn't anybody said, wait a minute, I'm this race and, you know, hey, I'm entitled. None of that. So again, you know, that's as much political and social I'm going to get with that today. I'm going to work now talking about, again, business. I get hit all the time, you know, when I talk about my particular business that I do, you know, it's funny. It's like, oh, do I have to pay anything to be in business? Well, guess what? Yeah, you do. Is it free? No, it's not. And it's like, why do I have to pay to be in business? And I challenge anyone out there. Seriously, I'm putting this challenge out there. Show me one business that you could do for free, and I will join it tomorrow. I'm dead serious. One business that you could do totally free. You don't have to pay for anything. No inventory, no stocking of anything, no employees, okay? Nothing. I'm talking about nothing that you could do for free and make a profit, okay? Let me know about the business because I am dying to find out about it. Really. I mean, not even that you have to pay for even a paperclip. Nothing, okay? No website fees, no, you know, like I said, we talked about, you know, no website fees, no inventory, no business cards, no flyers, no travel cost, let me see, no overheads whatsoever. Let's see what else is out there when you're dealing with a business, which is hysterical when I hear that. I'm like, so what did you expect? Somebody to, you go and you say, I'm in the XYZ Jelly Bean Company, and because I'm the XYZ Jelly Bean Company president, give me money. Really? In order to be in business, you have to exchange goods or services for money. If you don't buy goods, if you don't have merchandise, then you cannot sell that to get money. So I don't know how you could be in business if you do not have any supplies. I'm trying to fathom that. I'm just really trying to understand people when they tell me, well, I want to be in business for free. It's impossible. It's really, really impossible to be in a business for free. You know, even when I hear, you know, like startups, for instance, in the network marketing arena, you get a free position. Okay, the position is free, okay, for whatever time period. Sometimes they'll give a free position for maybe a month. Sometimes it may be longer. It's a pre-launch, okay? If people are not familiar with what a pre-launch is, a pre-launch is just before the company launches. They allow people to get a position for free. And then what happens is when the company launches, when they're officially out there, it's almost like it starts off like this. When a company is ready to get out there in the marketplace, what they do is they do what's called a whisper. And usually it's the owners and the key players, you know, the management and the leadership. They start getting people in who, you know, they know. It's kind of like a whisper. Okay, where it's like, I just want to let you know, we're going to start this company, blah, 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 blah. It's a whisper. Then what happens is they go into what's called a pre-launch, where it gets a little bit out there, a little bit further out there. Okay, that's a pre-launch. So get your position, get your position. And it's hysterical because it's like, oh, my God, get your position. Hurry up, get your position, get your position. And I'm like, okay. And then, you know, it's like, okay. And then you hear, oh, there's 10,000 people that got their position. They got a free position. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. And then I laugh because it's like, you got to get in this because there's now 50,000 people that got free positions. You got to get in. I'm like, uh-huh, okay. And the reason why I laugh, ladies and gentlemen, it's like, that's wonderful, all well and good that 50,000 people got their positions, but guess what? It's free. Anybody could sign up for free. Don't you sign up for a free newsletter? Right? How many times have any of you signed up for a free newsletter? It's free, ladies and gentlemen. Free newsletter. They got your email. Woohoo! It's free. Okay? So big deal. But when you put money on the table, that's when you are in the business. You're not in the business until you put money on the table, till you put what's called skin in the game. So you could have that free position till the cows come home, till pigs fly, or whatever kind of saying you want to say. It don't matter. Until you put skin in the game, till you put that money on that table, you ain't in no business. You just signed up and you got a free position. Big whoop-de-doo. That don't matter, okay? So these free positions are a joke. You know, it's no big deal. Oh, my God, 50 people in my downline. How many are paid positions? How many people are really on your team? Until they've actually put that credit card down and until they actually put, you know, money into it, they are not in your business. They are just names on a list, names on a roster. That's all it is. So you need to remember that, folks. When it's free, it's not anything. Okay, because it just makes me laugh. I've been doing this for a long time, almost 18 years, and I see this. I mean, you know, I didn't understand it, and I don't knock anybody who's new to this arena, because guess what? I was new. Everybody was new at one time, you know, and I've made my mistakes. I have. And one day I'm going to do a radio show about all the mistakes that you do once you're brandy new. All of us make those mistakes, and it's okay. You know, I hear people constantly say, oh, my God, I made these mistakes, and, you know, I shouldn't have. I should have known better. No, you didn't make mistakes because you should have known better. You weren't taught the right way. It's okay. It's okay to make mistakes. Guess what? That's part of the learning process, okay? But what you want to do is you want to get with a mentor or with a coach that has gone through that process, that knows the ins and outs of the industry, that are not the so-called gurus that are going to promise you the sun and the moon, but people who are real, who are going to tell you the truth and going to say, hey, this is the real deal. Because there are some self-proclaimed gurus, which that's a whole nother conversation, you know, that are going to tell you that this is as easy as 1, 2, 3, and it's not. It's really not, ladies and gentlemen. It's a business. If you're going to take this serious, it's a business. If you're going to play with it as a hobby, yeah, it's fun. It's like, you know, it's a hobby. But if you're going to really take it serious, it's work. You know, I'm on the computer from the morning and I'm on till at night, but I do take breaks. I make a point of taking breaks. You know, you have to, just like if you're working for the boss man or the boss lady, you have to take breaks. You know, but it's your business. It's what you make out of it. But there's no such thing as free. Either you're going to pay, you know, for advertising, you're going to pay something. It's going to be a website fee. It's going to be an auto ship. It's going to be, you're going to pay for something, okay? These are the typical costs of things that you're going to pay, okay? You're right off the bat, a lot of companies, they charge a website fee, okay? A monthly website fee, okay? A lot of companies do that. A lot of companies charge an annual fee, you know, like a membership, a once-a-year membership, okay? A lot of companies, especially network marketing, require you to do an auto ship in order for you to get paid, okay? It all depends. Some of the auto ships are anywhere from $10 to close to $200 a month. It all depends on your company, okay? Affiliate marketing does not have that requirement. That's why I'm in affiliate marketing, okay? That was one of the reasons why I decided to do affiliate marketing. There's not that requirement. See, there's a difference with affiliate marketing and network marketing. One day I will do that. I will do the comparison so that you could see what the difference is. Okay, so we covered websites, you know, website fees. Okay, and sometimes if they have some companies have like a marketing system. Some charge for their marketing systems. That's another cost. Some incorporate that with their website fees. Okay. Now, you might want to do your own independent marketing system. That, again, is another fee that you charge. Now, you may decide that you want to do a WordPress or some type of hosting. You want to do some, you know, whatever, a blog or whatever about your particular product. Again, that's another fee that you have to put out there. Then you do advertising. There's paid advertising. There's quite a bit of different paid advertising. There's pay-per-click advertising. There's solo ads. There's all kinds of advertising. That's another thing you have to consider when you're doing business. Then, of course, you have your email marketing. You need to have an autoresponder. That is, again, another thing that you need, that you have to have for your business, okay? Then you have to consider if you're going to do, if it's a brick and mortar or if it's an online. You still want business cards because when you're out there in public, you want to have something tangible in your hand that you could give to a prospect. You have your business cards, okay? And which is a good idea is also to have a 1-800 number, okay? That's another cost. Okay, you have 1-800 numbers. That's another cost that you want to have with an answering service with that. So you got that, like I said, you got your 1-800 numbers. Let me see. I'm trying to cover everything. So it all depends what you want, what is with your business, all these added things. What do you think? A business that is a brick-and-mortar business, they have these things, you know. You also, if you want to, again, you could also pay for monthly leads. Some people do, some people don't. You know, I personally don't buy my leads, okay? I personally, for me, I'm very picky, and I don't mean to sound pompous, so I hope you don't take that with what I'm going to say. Let's just put it this way, I've learned in the past almost 18 years that I am very picky now who I bring into business with me. Not because I think I'm better than anybody else, by no means. It's because I want to bring people into my business. I pre-qualify people who I work with. Not again because I think I'm better than anyone. It's because I want to make sure that that person is a right fit for what we're doing. I want to make sure that that person is going to be someone who wants to work, not someone who's going to take a position and who's going to sit down and who I have to babysit. I am not a babysitter, okay? I don't babysit. I don't sit there and beg anybody, please, you got to come to the webinars. Please, you got to do this. Please. No. This is their business as well as my business. I don't got time for that. I want people who are self-motivated, who are leaders, who want, you know, they could call me anytime. Hey, where could I find this? Hey, are you around for a three-way? Hey, you know, who do that? That's why I'm very picky. So I laugh when I get people telling me, oh, I could get traffic to your website. You know, you're going to get all these people signing up. No. And they're like, what do you mean no? You don't want all these people signing up to you, you know, to your business. No, I don't. No, I don't need headaches. I don't need 20 million people. Excuse me. I don't need 20 million people calling me up, sucking up my time, and saying that they're interested in the business, that they want to be a part of the business, and they're not going to do anything. I know that's, you know, some people might say, well, that's crazy. Don't you want all these people in your business? Yes, I do want people in my business. Of course, you know, everybody wants tons of people in their business, but I want quality people in my business. I am not going to waste my time with tire kickers, with people who really don't want to be in the business. They just want to say that they're in a business. No, I'm not going to do that. I did that for many years. You know, I had people, you know, I'm from old school. And again, nothing against anybody elderly, by no means. I just had people that would call me up. I would give them instruction. Okay, this is what you need to do. And they would call me up. What do I need to do again? And I would tell them. What I do is with my team, I have a team group on Facebook, okay? I tell them, this is where you need to go. Plus, with my business, we have a group site. There is everything on there. We have scripts. We have videos. We have everything you could possibly need on that website, okay? I have a Facebook group. In that group, as things get updated, whatever we need, it's in that group. I tell people, as somebody comes into the business, even if it's not my personal business partner, if it's someone that's one of my business partners, what I do is, you know, I like to be introduced to that person, and I tell them, it's already duplicatable, I tell them, look, just want to let you know, in the Facebook group, go ahead, and if they're not on Facebook, we figure something else out. We do if they have a Gmail, or if they don't have a Gmail, we ask them to get a Gmail, and we share files. This is what you need to have. I share files with people. This is what you need to have. This is whatever it is that they need. It's here. I don't want to hear any excuse. I don't have access to it. You have access to everything. I make sure the team has access to everything they need. Pictures, flyers, scripts, videos, everything you could possibly need, I have it for the team. Because there's nothing more than wasting time, somebody calling you, oh, I need a video for this. Oh, I need the script for that. Oh, I need this. No. You know, this is where it is. This is where you find it. Okay? They are instructed. I spend time with the team members. You need this. All the stuff you need is here, here, and here. Now, let's say some unique thing comes up, whatever it may be, and they call me, well, I looked here, I looked here, and I looked here. I couldn't find it. And if it's not there, what I'll do is I will look for it. Because, again, I'm the senior business partner, and I will make sure that they have that information if something unique comes up. Because you need to have a system in place, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why things are running smoothly. That's why my team is building. We don't waste time, you see. That's why things are so important. And, again, I'm using free tools. I'm using Gmail. I'm using it as a file share. We're not paying anything extra for that. I'm using Facebook. There's the group. You know, we have the things that we need. Everything is in its place. So, you know, when I when I'm seeing in groups, I'm done with groups. To be honest with you, on Facebook, the only groups I go is my business groups, you know. I go to the main group that we have on Facebook. That's the group that, you know, that I'm in with my upline and, you know, where he puts everything in there. Not just him, but, you know, the uplines, all the uplines put all their stuff in there. I'm in there. I go there every single day, take the information, put it in my group, and, you know, just to make sure that it's congruent, all the information's there, whatever they need, it's there. For the new people, it's there, so that there's no confusion. Because there's so many people in the main group, I don't want my team to lose anything. You know, I want to make sure that they get the information. So, you know, I just had to tap into that about this free business. There's nothing for free. I'm doing work. You know, you may think that that's free what you're doing. No, it's not. It's costing me time. My time is very valuable. You know, I don't charge. I do coaching. I do coaching for my team. What I decided to do because of the business that I'm doing, I decided to put my coaching practice on hold for now. Okay? It's that important. You know, to me, Carrot Bars is that important to put my coaching practice on hold at this point in time because my team needs me. And I'm using my coaching skills for that business. That's what I'm doing. And once, once everybody is up to speed, you know, when I have my top leaders up to speed, yeah, then I will go back to my, coaching. But right now, we are at a critical point where things are being built so quickly that everybody needs to be on the same page. Things are being, that's all I should say. I have to be where I have to be. My coaching, I'm not going to lose my coaching. I got my master's in coaching. I mean, I don't have to worry about that. I just have to right now is the consideration for the team. That's what's important. But you have to get to that level. Did I have, there was times when, no, I was doing, studying for my master's. Was I getting paid for that? No. But now, see, I was banking time, my time to get to my master's. Now I'm getting the fruits of the rewards of doing the time that I put in. Again, I put time in. My time wasn't free, but I'm putting my time in to get my master's. Now I have that, so I can charge what I want to charge for my time because I have the credentials. See, that's why it's so important to realize that your time is worth money. You know, when you're on calls, when you're doing things, you have to realize nothing in life is free. All the minutes that you use up in the day, that is time that you're not going to get back. Time is very, very precious. So you need to use that time accordingly. You have to remember that, ladies and gentlemen. It's extremely, extremely important. Your time is worth money. It is. So if you're doing non-income producing activity, guess what? You're wasting time and you're wasting money. Remember, let me repeat that. If you're doing non-income producing activity, you're wasting time and you're wasting money. Okay? But if you're doing stuff now, you're putting in the time for whatever you're doing, if it's coaching or whatever it is that you're doing for your team, getting videos or whatever it is, you're preparing stuff for your team, that is stuff that you're getting ready. Not that you have to do that all day, okay? You really should not. Your main focus is to talk to as many people as you can about your business. That comes first. In the morning, the night before, you really should prepare your agenda. And the top of your agenda, you need to be talking to people about your business. Okay? You need to be talking. Let me explain that again. You need to be talking to people about your business. That's income-producing activity. You don't talk to people about your business, guess what? You're not going to get anywhere with your business. I'm just going to get a glass of water. That comes first and foremost. A lot of people, I see them reading their emails, they're on Facebook, they're worried about other things. No. You need to do income-producing activities. Contact people. Make a list. Who you're going to contact. Some companies tell you to contact 2 people a day, 5 people a day, 10 people a day. You have to realize, how bad do you want to succeed in your business? If you want to succeed bad enough, guess what? 2 people ain't going to cut it. Okay? You need to at least, no kidding, if you're home and you're working doing this full time, there's no reason why you cannot contact anywhere from 20 to 30 people a day. There's no reason. Seriously. You need to make those phone calls quick and to the point. Yes, it's okay. You haven't talked to a person for a while. You go and you talk to them, hey, how are you? How's it going? But don't be chatting for at least 2 hours, okay? There's no reason to. Hey, you know, I don't have much time. I just want to let you know I'm doing this business, blah, blah, blah. I really want to share something with you. Are you going to be available such and such a time? Whatever your script is for your particular business, that's what you got to do. Move on to the next thing. Because, again, nothing in life is free. It's not. Your time is valuable. You need to do that every single day. If you're home, you know, full time. If you're home part time, then you need to go down to 10 calls a day, whatever, 10, 20, whatever you could squeeze in. Because in order for you to have time freedom, in order for you to get that freedom that you want, you got to want it bad enough. You got to do what it needs to, what you have to do. You got to. You know, because nothing is going to be given to you. If you're going to depend on the government to give you things, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They got enough that they owe people. They're not going to do it for you. You're not entitled to it. Really. The only way you're going to get anywhere in life is stuff that you got to do for yourself. It's a hard, cold fact, but guess what? It's reality. You do the time. You do the time. You got. That's it. So, again, I put this challenge out there. Send me an email. Let me know if you have any business out there that is totally free with no overhead, no nothing, totally, totally free, because I'm dying to find out if there's any. Send it to secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. Again, at secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. I hope that today's call woke some people up and opened up some people's eyes, because there is nothing out there that is for free. Again, we do these calls, these radio shows once a week on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Diana Krekus, Take Action Life Coach. Again, I don't know what topic I'll talk about, but hey, it's off the cuff. And I am wishing all of you an awesome and fantastic day. Have a wonderful day. This is Diana Krekus, Take Action Life Coach. Bye-bye for now.